When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're the real Fleetwood Mac, yeah, for sure.
And it took us a while to get it straightened out, but that's cool now, and we're just gonna boogie on. The bogus band was received really badly in a lot of cities.
When I play the drums, it's, for me personally, it's more of a physical outlet.
After a 45-city tour, you know, you do tend to get a little wrung out. What's going through my head right now is how nice it'll be to have some Mexican food consistently for about a week and a half. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Fleetwood Mac, Day 9, talking about their 9th studio album, Heroes Are Hard to Find, came out in September of 1974. Looking back at the previous album, good songs were hard to find. So, you know, let's see what happens on this album. This was the last album with Bob Welch. Yay! He left the band at the end of 74 and was replaced by Lindsey Buckingham. So that works for me. This is the first Fleetwood Mac studio album to be recorded in the United States. They recorded in Los Angeles. And it was also their first album to hit the top 40 on the Billboard 200. The title track was edited and issued as a single but failed to chart. And without a successful single, you know, the album wasn't going to go much higher in the charts. But it was their most successful album at this point in the U.S. All right, let's get into it. The album kicks off with the title track, written by Christine McVie. Strong R&B vibes on this song. It's kind of weird. You can tell that Christine was having fun with this one. I like it. It has a certain charm. There's a lot going on, but it's a decent song. Second song on the album, Coming Home by, you guessed it, Bob Welch. All right, Bob, here we go. As annoying as this pretentious bullshit is, it's better than most of his garbage from the last album.
Thank you.
Third song on Heroes Are Hard to Find, another song by Bob Welch called Angel. What the fuck? Such a mess. I can't describe this, but it sucks. Fourth song on the album, oh no, Bob Welch song called Bermuda Triangle. God damn it. I really feel like Bob is doing this to me on purpose. This is some kind of jazzy, funky bullshit. Please stop, Bob. Like I said, I even like some of Bob Welch's later solo material, but for the most part, what he did with Fleetwood Mac was fucking horrible. Crazy people talking. Well, somebody that we ought to know down in Bermuda. Pale blue sea. Way down in the triangle. It's easy to believe. Now here's one. You see strange shapes in the light. Shadows in the night. They said that wingtips seemed to brush their faces. The strangers stole their sight. Way down in the triangle, where the sea was smooth as glass. Side one ends with a Christine song called Come a Little Bit Closer, big rock ballad from Christine. It's interesting to trace her development over the course of these albums. She's really refining this certain songwriting style. We heard her nail it with the last song on the previous album, Why, and here again she nails it. Great arrangement, well-constructed, well-produced. So this song is pretty great.
Pantheon Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
All right, flipping the record over, Bob Welch song called She's Changing Me. Wow, this is actually a pretty nice kind of country rock song. I definitely think Bob had been listening to the Eagles, but this song's actually fine. I'm not saying I forgive Bob for his previous atrocities, but this is pretty good. I even hear a little like Teenage Fan Club in there, one of my favorite bands, but really, like I said, he's ripping off the Eagles here, but I much prefer Bob doing the Eagles than doing, you know, waterboarding. I mean, you know, that's a good way to describe some of his previous material. It's like being waterboarded. I've never been waterboarded, but Bob, you know, I think I might have an idea of what it's like thanks to you, Bob. So, but yeah, this song, not bad. Second song on side two, Bad Loser by Christine McVie. Oh no, Christina's been spending too much time around Bob. This sounds like some of Bob's bullshit. Actually, this isn't as bad as Bob's bullshit, but it's kind of annoying. Just the way it's put together. Third song on side two, Silver Heels by Bob Welch. Here we go again. Soft rock. Sounds like Steve Miller, who I'm not a fan of. There are moments I don't hate, but overall, thumbs down. She said, hop or ride. You never ask me, but I'll tell you anyway.
She took me out on the Blackhorn Jungle, put me straight in.
Fourth song on the album by Christine McVie called Prove Your Love. An average ballad from Christine. Not bad, but not her best. I like the atmospheric bit. So this is pretty good, but too long at 4 minutes. Fifth song on side two by Bob Welch, Born Enchanter. Bob, 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 holy shit. Funky blues bullshit, man. Truly awful. All right, the album ends with Bob Welch saying goodbye to Fleetwood Mac. One last song from Bob called Safe Harbor. Pointless noodling instrumental, but it could be worse. Bye, Bob. I hope the guy they replace you with writes better songs. So, there you go. Heroes are hard to find. Couple of great songs from Christine. A lot of bullshit from Bob. One Eagles ripoff that is listenable from Bob. He goes on to do like kind of a more of a hard rock thing called Paris. I like that. I like a lot of his solo stuff where it's more like a power pop kind of vibe. But the jazzy, funky shit that he did a lot with Fleetwood Mac was pretty fucking awful. But he gets his shit together later. You know, Bob, you know, as much as I've been shitting on Bob Welch, I like stuff he does after Fleetwood Mac. So, there you have it. Hey, we will find what happens next tomorrow when Fleetwood Mac release a self-titled album in 1975. We'll see how that turns out for them. They've got a couple new members. named Lindsay and Stevie. We'll see how that works out. You know, we'll find out tomorrow.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.